The AU Peace and Security Council expressed dismay Thursday that the United Nations had ignored a unanimous appeal from Africa's leaders at their recent summit to postpone the ICC arrest warrants against Sudan's president. Burkina Faso's Ambassador Bruno Nangoma Zidwemba, who holds the Council's rotating chairmanship, called the Security Council's failure to suspend the indictments a misunderstanding. He said Africa's top diplomats are being dispatched to New York to ask for reconsideration. He told reporters he expects the mission to succeed.
We didn't foresee failing. We think that we will be heard and understood. And we think that up to now there is a kind of misunderstanding. Because, as we said, the ICC won't be here today without the African countries. If you take the number of countries who ratified the statute to allow the ICC to be effective, the two-thirds of them are from Africa. So Africa is not against the ICC to punish international crimes. But we have a special case in Darfur and in the Sudan, which is that we have to take into account the necessity for peace to prevail in Sudan.
The delegation is likely to be led by AU Commission Chairman John Ping, Africa's top diplomat and a past president of the UN General Assembly. In a speech to a closed session of the AU Peace and Security Council Thursday, Sudan's ambassador, Mohyeldin Salim Ahmed, argued the indictments would thwart efforts for a peaceful settlement in Darfur. He called on the 33 African ICC member states to show their contempt for the indictments by withdrawing from the Rome Statute that created the court. Speaking to reporters afterward, Ambassador Salim said he expects strong support from African leaders.
We are very confident that our continent is not going to fail us. And I think the case is not now the case of Sudan. It is the case of Africa. And that has been reflected clearly in all the interventions of the African leaders in the last summit.
A communique issued at the end of Thursday's meeting appears to acknowledge the difficult choice facing African nations that are party to the Rome Statute. On the one hand, ICC member states are bound to uphold the court's actions. On the other hand, are strong feelings that the ICC employs a double standard in focusing on Africa while avoiding issues involving the Middle East and powerful members of the UN Security Council. The communique calls on ICC member states to meet before the next AU summit in July to consider whether to withdraw from the statute. But diplomats say that time frame is roughly the same as the previous schedule, giving conflicted members time to wait and see whether Africa's views on the indictment are taken into account before beginning their deliberations. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.